And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Mexa. We're live at Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape, having a great time here in the beautiful overcast and slight drizzly day, no wind, ready to go fishing day with Mr. John Island from Rancho Leonero. And lots of fun here at Rancho Leonero, and we're wrapping up our Let's Talk Hookup 21st Annual Palmas de Cortez Tournament today over at Palmas. We broadcast live over there yesterday, and the guys and gals are all out fishing in memory of Lou Duchesne, our good friend, buying for some big money.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Thanks to George Weir Asphalt and Statewide Stripes, who have a couple thousand bucks up for grabs today, and is it going to be Woody with his 31-pound wahoo?
Good start.
Is it going to be the other guys with their 30-pound tuna? It could happen.
It could. Those are both good scores, but both beatable scores. And that's what makes day two very exciting. And, you know, overall, there was some good fishing yesterday. I saw a mix of, you know, a lot of tuna. It seemed like tuna made the majority of the catch. But, you know, it's kind of football size. Two nice ones, like, say, obviously to 30 pounds, but you know, it's a real strategy thing when you're going for the points and try and win, you know, a return trip down to the East Cape, or do you shoot for the big fish from, you know, go for the big money? There's a lot of strategy involved, but overall, some very good fish. You know, talking to all the guys at the bar last night, there was a lot of stories of the big one that got away, and we hooked a tuna, we pulled on for a while, but we lost it, and there was a lot of fun fishing, and I'm sure today is going to continue.
Oh, yeah, we'll have all the results for you later. You want to see what we look like here at Rancho Leonero? Check out our Facebook page, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. We posted a photo of yesterday's broadcast as well as today's broadcast on our Facebook page. If you have not friended us on Facebook, be sure to do that. We're working on some more YouTube stuff, and we'll have some here from the East Cape. Got some amazing video of the striped marlin yesterday jumping out of the water. He just put on a show for us.
So
and that's
cool.
One of the things, you know, a lot of people come down, oh, I want to take meat home, I want to take fish home. But there's nothing like catching billfish in the East Cape. It's just a visual, and just watching this fish eat that lure right next to the boat yesterday, it's just exciting.
I have to say, we have so many. I mean, most of our guests are repeaters, thankfully, and thank everybody for coming back year after year. But it just shows you how many marlin and billfish we have, where everybody has enough. They just, I mean, they're out there right now, and three-quarters of the boats want to have nothing to do with it.
That's funny. But we want meat to take home. We're going to fill.
How many billfish we really have that we just satiate everybody where they're not interested anymore. So
one thing that's cool about the billfish right now, too, is how close they are, and it certainly shows that they're close to the shore. We just got a text message from our good friends again. We had it yesterday from Mary Francella from Poway Valley Collision. They're out fishing this morning, and she sent us a text message. Well, we just released a striped marlin. So early in the morning,
another marlin. They had three yesterday,
and they're within cell phone range still. I mean, they're obviously fishing close enough. They can shoot a text message over. Hey, we just released another one. So,
and it's interesting because people aren't going for the marlin. Incidental catch. Most people are going for other species. For sure.
I think Jim and Mary are going for the and Jimmy are going for the points, man.
Because
you know, we have a trip to come back and defend your title next year, as well as some great lures from Makaira Pulling Lures back east. Justin sent us some beautiful lures.
Really
and
nice.
And plus, you know, beautiful trophies and also the distinguished being the winner of the tournament, of the Let's Talk Hookup tournament, certainly has. So they're going for points.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The fishing, we had 24 boats out yesterday and 20 today, and so it's getting a real good mix. And the fishing's both north and south. You talk to people, and Apparently, way south, the tuna bite is way, way up, and a lot of people are going. But north off of Pescadero and over towards Cardinal and all that, they're picking them up, too. So the bite's very spread. And I think this rain should help the fishing, I think. It did yesterday, and I think it'll continue to today. Like, say, just flat water, ice flat water.
They say this is good blue marlin weather.
Yeah.
You want to catch a big blue? Dude, I always want
to. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They're out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. You want to get through. It's 877-792-1090. You have a chance to win that AFCO all-weather kite, which would work perfectly for a day like today.
And don't forget, it's not just the kite, too. You get the entire kite kit. It has their release clips. It has the line clips that go onto the kite. It's very cool. Complete AFCO kite fishing package.
A couple hundred bucks worth.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome deal.
All right.
Well, hey, let's jump into the phones, Rye. Who do we got standing by?
Let's talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. On a serious note, I just wanted to give you a heads up on Alan Clower's father, who had a heart procedure. Your good friend, Alan, my good friend, his father had that triple bypass. He's in the hospital. The father might be listening to the show right now. He's been in there a couple, 2 to 3 weeks. Well, anyway, I just kind of wanted to drop that on you.
Captain Clowers, our good friend Captain Al Clowers, wish your family and your dad a speedy recovery.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. And on a less serious note, hey, John, on that second box of fish that I bring back, when I'm lucky enough to go and bring that second box of frozen fish back, how much a pound are they going to charge me on that second box?
Well, we won't charge anything, you know, for cleaning and all that. It's what they charge you. And I think it's $50 for it. Under 40 pounds, it's $50.
I think it's $25 for your first bag on I'm talking about Alaska Airlines.
Yeah, depending
But if
on
you get the Alaska credit card, you get your first bag for free.
Right.
It's the whole group.
Yeah, depending on your class.
And then your second bag, I believe, is $25. I think your first two bags are $25.
Yeah.
As long as it's under 50 pounds. That's the key. Where they get you is on the third bag. $75, I believe, for
right.
the third bag. But check AlaskaAir.com. They'll have more information on that. And speaking of which...
It's worth it if you got 50 pounds of fish.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Good problem.
One of the things that you do here at Rancho Leonero is send fish over to the East Cape Smokehouse.
Right.
You do fillet here, but having it vacuum-packed or smoked over the East Cape Smokehouse is just going to make that much of a better quality product.
A professional job. As good as anywhere.
Yeah.
As good as anywhere you're going to get fish processing. We offer it for free for hotel guests, clean-in. We have a freezer here. But if you want them vacuum-packed or smoked
yeah.
you know, they take really
they
good
took
care good.
You know, at home we talk about Fisherman's Processing and how great a job they do. And, you know, this is on the same par. And it's right here
it's
in the East Cape. They have
here
real professionals here.
They're here at the pier when you come in, and they'll take your fish right here from the pier and over. And then they deliver the morning that you're leaving. And very, very easy.
They'll deliver it over here.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Take all the hassle out of everything.
Yeah, that's the name of the game down here.
So bring that out.
Easy.
And the other thing, too, is if you bring one cooler and you do catch more fish than filling one cooler up to 50 pounds, they sell boxes for $20, $25, insulated boxes, like you would for Alaska. And they'll box it for you and freeze it, wax it, and you'll be ready to go.
We have them at the hotel, too. We have them.
Okay.
Eddie has them in the hotel.
You have them here, too.
We can do that with the fish here.
Yeah.
Good idea.
All right. So there you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of which, you just found out that they added another flight out of Orange County, John Wayne Airport, right?
Speaking of expanding and Cabo Airport getting busier, yeah, they just initiated today, Alaska Airlines, 4 flights a week out of Orange County. I assume to compete.
So there's
Southwest.
Now Southwest is
now
on a daily basis, or maybe a few times a week.
No, Southwest is daily.
Is daily out of John Wayne.
My understanding is they're going to 2 Southwest.
Wow,
2 a day out of Orange County, and
I think now Alaska's going 4 days a week.
Very
it won't be long before they go 7 days a week, I would guess. Too.
And it'll be cheaper on Alaska too, because Southwest is there.
Yeah, competitive. Yeah,
when Southwest comes in, the fares go down.
Yeah, and we've talked about it so many times, but it's such an easy program. You get on the flight, hour and 45 minutes, you're here. You jump in the taxi that is prearranged for you. They're waiting there with a sign that says Rancho Leonero, and you come up, stop maybe for a cerveza on the way, and
maybe
in 50 maybe well, for sure. and you're here in 50 minutes.
Yeah, it's
having a margarita
less than an hour. It's really easy. You can We leave our house, and we live in North County, up in San Diego, and we leave at 9 o'clock, get on the plane at 10:50. We're here. We gain an hour. We're here at about 2:30, I think the flight arrives, and we're on the ranch at 3, you know. So it's like a 4.5-hour deal. It's
to
a bus ride for me, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's so cool.
All right, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Open right now.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on with our fishdope.com reporter of the man, Captain Dave Hansen. Your saltwater guide is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Kelly and I are coming down there tomorrow. We're flying down to Cabo tomorrow.
Nice.
You're going to absolutely love it, Dave. Things are going great down here. Nice and cool, a little bit different. You're going to have a blast.
Good, good, good. You saved me a few fish there, Rick?
We're going to do our best. No promises, but we'll try.
Okay, thank you. Hey, guys, all kinds of stuff going on up here. Hey, the tuna kind of took a little break up here in the local waters off of Dana Point, but there's still plenty of wahoo, and there's still some blue marlin to be caught. And then if you go over to the islands, Catalina, San Clemente Island are biting really good. Lots of that 10 to 12 pound yellowtail at both islands. Just a little story real quick. I was on the Viking that I run up out of Newport, the right kind, with Paul Gianello and his son Jason, and we went over to San Clemente Island on Friday. And on the way across, we found a little kelp paddy between Catalina and San Clemente Island. Paul threw a bait out there, hooked the yellowtail. The yellowtail started jumping around like a Dorado. And in a minute, this 500-pound blue marlin ate the yellowtail, inhaled it. We hooked the blue marlin, fought it for about 15 minutes. The thing jumped probably 30 times. Then it broke the 20-pound mono. I know we should have landed it on 20-pound, but it got away. But, guys, you just got to be prepared.
Unbelievable.
No telling what might happen.
How cool is that?
So, guys, you just got to go fishing still. The fishing's really good. There's still really good tuna fishing up there on the Osborne Bank. The Thunderbird, the Freedom have been doing really well this last week up there on the Osborne. So you guys got to get out there and go fishing.
Absolutely incredible, Dave. What a rad story, and you know, something that I know you and the father and son team there are certainly never going to forget. I can't imagine watching a yellowtail come out of the water.
Yeah.
A big blue marlin chasing after.
Yeah.
What a cool story, man.
Run for your life.
That's awesome.
Run for your life.
Oh, that poor yellowtail. I didn't know what he was doing. He looked like a Dorado jumping out of the water. I was like, what's wrong with that thing? And then I found out.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, fishdope.com is where you can get stories like that and information like that. You can save $20 on a membership to fishdope.com right now by using the code HOOKUPNOW. Small letters, no caps, lowercase. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code at fishdope.com. And Dave Hansen, we want to go fishing with you. How do we do that?
Well, you guys can give me a call at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And, guys, I'll be calling from Cabo next week. I'll be down there coming home on Sunday, but I'll give you guys a call in the morning and let you know what we did down there. Hopefully we have as good a fishing as you guys are having.
Look
All right, good
to
luck,
it.
Dave.
Appreciate the phone call. Okay, again, that's going to wrap up our fishdope.com report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's the benchmark that all others are measured by. There's nobody that does it like Fisherman's Processing. And the long-range season is here, and it's time to pre-book your processing order with Fisherman's Processing before your trip. That way, as soon as the trip comes back, you're going to be the first one in line and the first one out the door. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com.
All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Ryan.
All right, let's talk to Paul. Paul's calling us from Bellflower. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, how's it going?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, just a little fish report. Went out on the Pacific Quest on a day and a half. We left Friday night. We got to Santa Barbara Island, jigged for some squid. We got some squid, and we had 11 passengers on the boat, and we got 109 yellowfin tuna, averaging about 30 pounds.
Wow.
Nice.
What a trip, man.
It was epic. The weather was fantastic, and the crew on the Pacific Quest did really great. Great job, and it was a lot of fun.
Sounds like a good time. Well, thanks for that fishing report. Appreciate it, and thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
And when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Still definitely plenty of time for your phone calls. You want to talk to the man, John Ireland, or just get in on the fun we're having this morning and your shot at winning that awesome AFCO kite. Two ways you can reach us this morning. Again, 858-457-1090 or toll-free 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 live here at probably one of my favorite places in the entire world, and that's overlooking Rancho Leonero. What an awesome spot to be doing a live broadcast.
It truly is. And we just heard John Ireland, probably one of the great all-time radio spots in the world.
I agree.
And it just sets the mood for Rancho Leonero when you hear your calming voice, John.
It's that Bill Corkery's cooking.
Yeah, Bill Corkery Productions in San Diego. He's the master.
We were just discussing that, you know. It's magic how he slices it all together.
Yeah, but you're good at it, man. And it's the whole thing about it, it's you set the mood here at Rancho Leonero with that. Just how many rooms?
34
rooms. So it's small. It's quaint. And the thing about it is there's a variety of rooms here. You have the standard rooms. We're sitting right in front here.
Yeah, these are deluxe rooms.
These are deluxe rooms, yeah.
Standard
rooms right behind us here. Then you have beachfront bungalows and with beautiful balconies. And
Everybody pretty much has a balcony. As we built the hotel, you know, I built it as I went. So every set of rooms is a little different depending on what I needed and what I needed to add to the hotel and all that. And the bungalows are most popular by far.
Sure.
But it's all old style, you know.
And I love it. Old Baja style.
Really old Baja style. And everybody else aspires to be Hyatt or Hilton. You know, that's what they want to morph into.
Sure.
And we're the last of the old traditional, and I think that served us well. And we're not changing, you know. That's the big comment always is don't change anything, and we don't intend to.
Yeah.
Except make it better.
Yeah.
Just new beds, new air conditioners.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
No, you have all splits in the air conditionings now, and so it's nice. And so if it's hot, you don't even need air conditioning today. But
that's unreal.
When it's hot, you turn on that air, and you can get a
And they're overkill, too. I bought, for a couple of reasons, I bought air conditioners that are much larger than the rooms really need because if they're big, you run them at half speed, and it actually saves on electricity as well and doesn't tax them. They last longer. So we've done overkill on all the rooms, so they get supremely cold in there.
And you have access to wireless internet here?
Absolutely.
Throughout the whole hotel?
Wi-Fi, yeah.
Yeah,
sure
Wi-Fi
do.
In the hotel, so you can do that. And AT&T, T-Mobile cellular works down here.
Right,
so.
It sure does. It sure does. And I'm not sure about Verizon.
No.
Verizon still does.
Doesn't,
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for Verizon to go back on.
Yeah, hopefully someday. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Ryan, another jam-packed, bro. What do we got?
Let's talk to John. John's calling us from Lakeside. Good morning, John.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, John.
Good morning, John.
I wish I was down there hanging out in my hammock by the pool right now having a cold one.
That hammock may be occupied by Pam. Or no, she's sitting right here.
Anyways, what a great place to go to. It's been a while since I've been down there, but I just wanted to check in and see how the tuna fishing is. I know all the wahoo and all the blue marlin are up here in San Diego, Southern California area. They'll be coming back your way, John. But if we were going to come down, where would you take us out to go or target some bigger tuna?
Actually, you know, right now, to be perfectly honest with you, the big, big tuna is south. They're picking up the big tuna off the banks out in front, out in front of San Jose. And that seems to be where the great big tuna are coming from. We've got a lot of schooling tuna. I think the 30-pound tunas for the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament are pretty examples. A lot of footballs, and then the larger fish right now are 30, 40, 50 pounds.
And a lot of those fish are coming just south of Fraley's, which is, 45-minute boat ride from here.
Yeah, the fishing's a little bit south. But that said, you know, we have a lot of wahoo this year. It's been as good a wahoo year as I can recall. Quite a few wahoo, and definitely a good billfish bite as well throughout the year. So,
I know you were saying, John, that or last time you were on the show, that a lot of your boats were starting to adopt the techniques of fishing the kite and starting to do a little bit more of that, you know, targeting big fish with those kinds of things. Is that stuff
we're
still going on?
Yeah, they're still doing it, you know, and teaching old dogs new tricks.
Sure,
kind of
sure.
Hard sometimes. It took forever to get the guys on the GPS and the sonar, you know. I mean, there's no resistance. Now pretty much everybody, every boat on the ranch has GPS sonar. Some of the guys are not using them, but it's probably 1 out of 10 now. But it took a long time to get into it. Same thing with the kites. Now, I'd say probably 25% of the guys are using kites. They're extremely they work. They're effective as heck, especially with the marlin. You know,
really?
Historically, they're known for being working on the tuna. But, you know, all you have to do is look at the kites and look at how they work one time and watch that bait fish struggling to stay in the water and just making such a racket. But that kite constantly just pulling it out. It's this constant struggle for the bait fish. You understand? I mean, it's just struggling.
Matter of time.
Incredible it works. Yeah.
How incredible it works and why the fish should come up and bang it.
No
Plus,
doubt.
It's, you know, 100 to 200 yards off the boat.
Sure.
You know, where the bigger fish hang and all that. It just works.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Ryan, are we ready for another one?
Yes, sir. Let's go to Don. Don's calling us from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Pete,
go ahead, Don.
I wish I was down there this year with you.
Yeah, well, we wish you were down here too. It's a beautiful time of the year in the East Cape, and this year especially. If you're coming down in the next couple of weeks, you are just going to be absolutely flabbergasted. It looks like the Garden Isle of Kauai here. It's just green, lush, beautiful, tropical. It's amazing.
Very nice. You really think you're on Kauai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much. Well, yeah, it's over the last past couple of years, it's really morphed into a jungle. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed you guys beat our 12-pound Dorado already. You know, I'm glad I didn't make it this year now.
Well, we haven't caught a Dorado yet in the tournament. The Dorado fishing's still a little bit tough. They're not like vermin, are they, John?
No. No, take that back. I'll never call them vermin again.
I swear.
Never.
But, Don, we really miss you in our tournament here, and I know you'll be back.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to see. Well, we're going on that Tony Reyes trip in May, so hopefully we'll see you or Ryan or maybe Ricky. But we're looking forward to that. I'm getting ready to go down to Ensenada this week. I'm going to go down there for a couple of days. My buddy's got a nice boat down there. Hopefully we get to some of those Wahoo down here. We're up here, I mean.
Absolutely. Well, you know, even honoring you down here by having a cocktail or two. So we appreciate the fact that you do join us on our Let's Talk Hookup tournaments. You got to come to June with Rancho Leonero. We have that great tournament in early June, and I believe we still have some spots available, right?
We do have room.
Yeah, okay. So join us next time, Don. We miss you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, again, if you want to get through, get in on the action. Two ways you can reach us, 858-457-1090 or toll-free 877-792-1090.
Let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
All right, let's talk to Grant. Grant's calling us from San Carlos. Good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Dad. That's pretty cool, Ryan. What's up, Grant?
How you guys doing?
Doing great. Ryan's doing a great job holding it down.
Perfect. Yeah, we just want to share a unique and rather rewarding experience I had yesterday in collaboration of CCA Cal with Ships to Reef program. I was down painting a 48-foot boat pink so that she can be sunk in February to join the Yukon. And it was a really cool experience, and the guy I was painting with, actually one other guy as well, both of his or their spouses are dealing with cancer currently. And it was the brainchild of John Painter to put his wife's name on this 48-foot boat that will be sunk in the name of divers and fishermen such as ourselves in February. But this coming Saturday or Sunday, I think it's Sunday the 18th, they're going to have an awareness and a PR release for breast cancer awareness in name of his wife and all the other people out struggling with it. And it was kind of fun to get down there and participate in. I've never painted a boat pink before.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So I'll tell you what, CCA California is really making some great strides, and I know, Grant, you're on the board of directors for the San Diego chapter, headed by the one and only Steve Paisel, and things are really going places. There's a new chapter in Los Angeles. There's a new chapter in Orange County, and this organization is going to make a difference, I promise you, in fishing anglers for anglers in Southern California, Central California, Northern California. CCA California is the real deal. And if you're not a member of CCA California, if you want to have a desire to be on one of the boards, please do, because being involved and giving back is what every angler should do. And, Grant, I want to thank you personally for doing that, too.
Well, it was a good time. Those are great guys, and we had a good time. And, you know, we're all going to participate maybe in catching a halibut off the edge of that structure one day.
Yeah.
That's cool, Grant. Yeah. Good call.
And I know Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financials, who's here down his. He's on the board of directors there with you and Steve and the rest of the gang there. So keep up the good work, Grant.
All right, you guys have fun. Safe trip home.
All right.
Thanks, Grant.
You did a good job of that kid. He's doing a good job in the studio. Thanks a lot for that.
Let's go live aboard the Condor. We have Scott calling in this morning. Good morning, Scott.
How's it going, Scott?
What's up, Scott?
Hey, man, we're having some fun out here on these Yatter Banks catching better grade yellowfin and yellowtail today.
Sweet. Nice. Tell us about it.
Well, we're out at one of the banks. We've been spending a couple of days out here on this trip. We got yellowfin tuna up to about 35 pounds, yellowtail to 20 plus. Just lots of action. People are pulling on stuff all day. Weather's good. And with that better grade fish, they're having a great time out here.
Very nice.
Wow, that sounds great. Fantastic. And you're doing this on an overnight trip, day and a half trip? What is it on the Condor?
We're on this trip here, we're doing our extended three-and-a-half-day Columbus Day special with a bunch of regulars, but all of this can be done on our day-and-a-half trips. We've been on a couple different banks, and we've had good action on this better-grade fish than on that kelp patties. Pretty good stuff out here, actually.
Wow, fantastic. Three-and-a-half-day trip aboard the Condor, but your standard is the one-day and day-and-a-half stuff on the Condor, right?
Generally, we're doing day-and-a-half trips, especially in the fall here. It gives us time to get to places like this, spend all day, and try to get all the different bite times knocked out.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to come aboard the Condor, you have some trips coming up. People can go catch some nice-grade yellowfin tuna and yellowtail.
We do. We got some day-and-a-half trips next week, Monday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, 619-221-8500 or fishermanslanding.com. Ask for the 90-foot Condor, we'll get you guys out on some of this action.
Great call, Scott. Epic call. I'm glad you guys are having such good fishing. Great to hear that there's some big, great tuna to be caught. Wish you continued success on the rest of the trip, and thanks for keeping us filled in.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right.
Appreciate that. Back at Rancho Leonero here in Baja's East Cape, having a good time talking to our good friend John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Ryan, let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
All right, let's talk to John. John's calling us from Lancaster this morning. Good morning, John.
Oh, hi.
Hey, John.
I called in several months ago. Boy, I get an echo. Daughter lives in Pearl Beach, and I go to the end of the pier, 10 fish, and I look, and often, about 400 yards off the pier, there's a diagonal line all the way to the Coronados, and there's open party boats and there's private boats about 100 yards away from each other, all the way to the Coronados. Is there some kind of a structure or something that, because they never move?
Are you talking about off of Point Loma there?
No, off the Imperial Pier. You know, right on Mexican
Pier. Oh, off the IB Pier, yeah, the pipe there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
indeed.
And there's a
pipeline that's covered with, you know, with rock. Almost think of it like an underwater jetty. And as, you know, a lot of that area, there's some good hard bottom in that area too, but there's a lot of mud there. And so as you can imagine, when you have a big underwater, you know, hard rock structure in amongst a lot of mud, it holds a lot of bait fish, and there in turn holds a lot of fish. But it's a pretty steady spot. So I'm sure that's what guys are doing is fishing that IB pipe.
Yeah, because it's going straight. I mean, they're 100 yards apart, all the way straight line. And they stay there. Okay, well, thank you. Bye.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right. You want to get through 877-792-1090. Been a busy morning. Have a chance to win that AFCO kite and the kite clip kit. What's that, a couple $100 worth?
Yeah, for sure it is. Yeah, and a very, very cool kite, too. You know, AFCO kite is a nice big square kite, easy to fly, easy to use. Those AFCO kite clips, that's all the AFCO hardware.
Yeah.
Everything those guys put their mind to, they usually make the best of those things. And those AFCO kite clips, you can't beat them. They're awesome.
Yeah, and if you dump it in the water accidentally, it's all weather, so you can fly it right up again.
Shake it off, throw it right back up.
Get right back up there. Ryan, let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
All right, let's talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from Oceanside. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. This is the local question. I'm asking about the how the El Nino's affecting the local lobster. And I'll sign out.
The local lobster fishing. You know, I've heard some pretty good reports. I know Brandon Hayward's been doing pretty well on his trips, and there's been some good reports in the bay, right, Rick?
Yeah, you know, Ryan would probably be the better guy to answer that. I mean, Ryan, I know obviously in the tackle store and lobster cards have been selling. What's the Ryan, what would you say is the score over the last few days or the local scene around San Diego?
You know, I haven't heard too much. I was off yesterday, but I did hear that the hoop netting in the bay was pretty good and definitely been selling some lobster cards, but haven't gotten too many reports yet.
Sounds like a lot of 30 to 40 foot depth is what I've been hearing as pretty darn consistent, you know, which at the beginning of the year, you more often hear of the super shallow guys getting them really good, which I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's very good scores to be had nice and shallow, but I would say the little bit that I've heard from guys most often has been like that 30 to 40 foot depth is where a lot of the early limits have come from. But it sounds like overall pretty darn good plug-in.
Pretty darn good. And I'll tell you what, I went last Sunday, and when the weather was up, and we ran a hoop outside, and we got one nice one and a couple of illegals, but we should have stuck on the bay.
Yeah.
Because the bay hooping was way better than what we experienced outside. Now, outside, it's going to be way more difficult outside in the open ocean because there's so many commercial pots out there. And once they go in, it's pretty you get a lot of shorts.
Yeah.
You get a lot of shorts. So go give it a go. Try it out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Ryan.
All right, let's talk to Mongo. Mongo's calling us from Wisconsin. Morning, Mongo.
Hey, dude, what are you guys doing? Wisconsin.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm calling. I was I just got off a trip. It was a while back off the RP, and we were fishing off Cedros, and we were using bait. And I was using iron, and the guys ran out of bait, and they were snibbling because they're really low on bait. And I told them, hey, let's check out this plastic, and it was a storm sardine. I just chucked it out there about 40 or 50 feet away from the boat to see how it swam and was looking at it. And a dodo came up from underneath the boat and ate me right there. And we went, whoa, and he hauls butt away from, and we were sitting there all stoked going, whoa, did you see that? Yeah. And we sat there for an hour, maybe a little over, catching dorado on these plastic baits till we ran out. And that's the first time
right.
I ever on one of those
things.
Like, you guys know anything about that?
Hey, Mongo, that storm bait is a very good bait. It both in the bay as well as outside, it's very lifelike, and they work very, very well. But I'll tell you what, bait has been, and thanks a lot for the call, Mongo. Appreciate that very much. Bait has been an issue down here, too. We've had just a tremendous, the Evergreen Brothers and all the bait companies up and down Southern California have been working their tails off to provide bait and doing a great job this year. But bait, because of the warm water and the different conditions, has been very, very tough up by us and down here too, right, John?
Yeah, one of the big problems is they're harvesting the sardine to feed the bluefins in the pens and a lot of the commercial fisheries that they're farming, and that's affecting things. That said, we've been getting good bait over the last month and a half, but it was a slow start, and there's been a lot of harvesting going on. They talk about the commercial fishing and the farming not having an impact on the ecology, but that's a falsehood because they're feeding them sardines.
A huge quantity.
A huge quantity.
Yeah.
In fact, they have dedicated boats that are doing nothing but fishing bay.
Yeah.
And really affecting the fishery, I think, personally.
Yeah. And, I mean, and the other thing, too, hopefully they're going to get that straightened out. It looks like we're making headway on the bluefin tuna opening back up in Mexico. The fact that they allowed commercial fishing and harvesting of bluefin tuna in Mexico and not letting sport fishermen catch bluefin, and then they take a bunch of the sardine and then feed the bluefin and overfish that for that. They need to give back the recreational guys who are not going to impact the fishery.
Totally illogical, Peach.
Yeah.
Because of sport fishing has such an impact on the fishery.
Yeah.
Fishing doesn't. They got an ass backwards.
Yeah. What do you do down here to control? I mean, there's gill nets and commercial guys, but this area here in the East Cape is kind of a little protected area, right?
Yeah, it is, and by nature of location and all that, too. It's and we've been extremely lucky. Especially with the billfishing and everything, I think the dorado has suffered. Pretty much all the other species are doing very, very well. Mother Nature is amazing, and because of our location around the inside and all that, we don't get a lot of the commercial boats out of the Pacific and all that. So, but that said, everybody's got to be aware that they got to control the commercial fishing.
Yeah, and you guys have been very. I know you and the Van Wormers have been very diligent about making sure that overfishing here in this area just tries
locally
to not happen locally.
Locally, we have an impact. We can make a difference here, and I certainly have, along what I can see along the coast in my particular area. Yeah, I'm a dog. I'll go after them. I'll run them out. If they're netting in here, it's obvious that they're commercial spearfishing or whatever, we go after them in a big way. And do what we can locally and all that. It's pretty frustrating overall because there's very, very little power to do anything.
Yeah. for sure. Let's talk for a minute about the Rancho Leonero experience. And one thing I want to mention is when you come to Rancho Leonero, it's an all-inclusive deal. So, for example, you rent a standard room. How much is a standard room now?
Standard room, about $170 now for two people, meals.
For two people. And that includes all three of your meals per day.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And for two people.
For two people.
And then that starts from there, and then you can have the deluxe rooms. You can go to the beachfront bungalows.
$170 to $300, depending on the room. And again, it's for a double occupancy, all the meals included.
But everything is included when you come to the ranch. Because you don't want to go anywhere once you get here.
No. And most.
I mean, there are other options. You can go into town and take a cab into town, or you can rent a car and go into town.
You see a lot of people. People roll. They normally get on the quads and do rides up and down the beach. But normally, and the time down here goes really, really fast. Between fishing and just hanging out, the time speeds by. So people have an intention of going somewhere and when they come to the ranch. Normally, 9 times out of 10, they're here the whole time. And plenty to do.
Yeah, you don't really want to go
it's
anywhere.
It's paradise. You don't need to leave it.
And we try to make it so that we cover all the bases, so you don't need to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Sure.
You have, if you want to rent the quads, you don't have to go into the town. They'll deliver them here. You can make arrangements to have them delivered here. You have kayaks here. I think after the show here, we're going to use some of your snorkeling gear and go snorkel the reef. The reef has been beautifully clear and perfect. So
today should be good too.
I think we're going to have a nice snorkel day today in the light drizzle that's happening here and go experience. One of the great things about Rancho Leonero is being able to just snorkel this gorgeous reef right off.
Probably the best snorkeling down here, including Pomo. Pomo's great diving, but it's too deep.
Yeah.
For snorkeling right in front of the ranch, there's no comparison anywhere down here. We're lucky, you know, no more than 100 yards from any of the rooms, you've got the best snorkeling down here.
Yeah.
And I love to dive, so that's...
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is we haven't talked about diving. You and I have scuba dove together here. Some of the most beautiful scuba diving in the world is right down...
If you like fish.
Right down the road at Cabo Pulmon, you'll see the biggest fish you've ever seen diving.
And the most fish you're ever going to see. You know, it's interesting. You go to the Caribbean, and it's gin clear. You can see it just like the air. You know, you go down, but you don't see a fish. It's a voided fish.
Yeah.
Down here, normally, a normal vis day is probably about 50 feet, and all you see is fish.
Big fish.
Because of the microplankton in the water. That's why our visibility is not. But our food chain is so great. It's just, Pomo Reef is just spectacular.
That's
There's nothing like it. All over the world.
I've always loved hearing is both of you guys, I know, are avid divers and love to dive and have dove all over the world and dove at all the hot spots of the world. And both you guys have always said that that's the best place in the world to see big fish.
Fishiest place diving,
it truly is. And so you'll arrange that too. You have divers coming down. You have groups that will come and pick you up right here at the Rancho Leonero dock, take you diving.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can pre-arrange that or arrange it right here when you get to the resort, right?
You can arrange that at the booking office or when you get down here.
Yeah.
Just give us if you decide in the evening you want to dive the next day, we arrange it. It's easy and really worth doing, too. That Pomo Reef is exceptional.
Speaking of the booking office, it's an easy call to make all those arrangements. If you have any questions, RanchoLeonero.com has fantastic information on it, and a live webcam as well, right?
Right, live webcam. Now it's every 5 minutes it repeats itself, so
you can kind of see what we're talking about with the weather if you look at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, look right now, you can see our little drizzle.
Yeah, a little drizzle, right, but flat, calm conditions. Good fishing weather
for sure.
Cool.
And we'll see today. I think it's going to really turn around. 2 days of this is really going to make a difference.
Yeah,
you're going to be pulling on a big blue marlin for a couple hours. This is the weather you want to do it in.
This is the weather you want to do it in. No doubt about it.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand new AFTCO kite. We got more Let's Talk Hookup live at Rancho Leonero. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait Buy Now sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 75 to 350 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty coverage. And eligible new 2.5 to 70 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit. See your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer for details or visit YamahaOutboards.com. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 18, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents as a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Do you like to fish? Have you ever seen the Eastern Sierra in the fall? Bishop has long been a great place to trout fish and experience the beauty of California's magnificent mountains. The Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers will be hosting the only on-the-water fly fishing fair in the western United States Friday, October 16th through Sunday, October 18th. Even if you have never fly fished before, everybody's invited. Best of all, you are just minutes away from fishable waters. There will be an exciting array of 80 seminars, events, and classes for beginner and experienced anglers. You can learn about fly tying, casting, and specific on-stream techniques. Get a first-hand look at local hotspots in Bishop with some of the area's top guides. Entry is just $15 for all 3 days, and you can register online now and secure the events that appeal to you at southwestcouncilfff.org. It's fun for the whole family, so make plans now, October 16th to the 18th. Check the website for lodging information, southwestcouncilfff.org.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XEPRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, again live here at the beautiful Rancho Leonero, and it just, man, I'm not ready for this one to be over.
Yeah,
I'm just
no.
Not ready.
Well, you're going to be ready because you're going fishing. You and Brittany are going fishing.
Yeah, that's true. We got gear ready to go. We're going to jump on the boat here in just a little bit, and we're going to go participate in all this fun we've been talking about.
Yes, indeed. And Ryan, we have a winner for that AFCO kite and kite clip.
We do. We had a very patient caller that was left on hold there at the end. Bob in Pacific Beach, he won that nice AFCO kite there.
Nice,
all right, Bob.
Congrats.
Congratulations. You're going to enjoy that. And, Ryan, thank you for doing a great job in there. Normally, of course, you'll hear Ryan when you call into the Let's Talk Hookup answering the phones. But while Rick and I are down here working hard in the East Cape, he was able to cover for us in there. And we want to thank you, Ryan, very much for being in there. You did a great job.
Thanks,
thank
Ryan.
You, Pete. No problem.
All right. And, of course, our main man on the board there at the Mighty 1090, Adam. Adam's been like a gift from God there to help us stay on the air and do everything when we have technical difficulties. Adam is the best. And, of course, Adam also does our archives and does just a fantastic job for support on Let's Talk Hookup. And we sure appreciate Adam. And we sure appreciate John Ireland from Rancho Leonero here in Baja, East Cape. And it's a beautiful resort. We love being here. I know some people are just headed out, and they're probably very sad to be going home. Right,
next year
they'll be back. Yeah,
be better next
and you
year.
Get a lot of people that come year after year, right?
Yeah, we're real lucky. I'd say 90% of our guests return repeat.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're
for
repeat.
Sure, for sure. And over the years, some people come down, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a year. They really do. So it's real satisfying. It's we're doing something right.
Yeah, you're doing a lot right, John. And it's a beautiful spot, and just the whole East Cape Vale. And now, with all the different flights down here, it's so much more accessible than it ever. It used to be less accessible. Now it's so accessible. Why wouldn't you come and try it?
I agree.
It's crazy, yeah. And it's competitive enough where the flights are reasonable. It's especially on the East Cape. Cabo can be pretty expensive, but it's reasonably priced over on this side.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You can go to Cabo and you go out to dinner and spend huge amounts of money at the restaurants there. They really get you there. Here, it's not like that at all.
That's the difference. You probably pay a little bit less for a room here than you would over there, but that's not including meals. And boy, if his food expensive. Well,
yeah.
You go to those restaurants.
Oh, that's where, and the
two
cocktails
or three people,
that's $100
yeah.
And it's not half as good as the food at Rancho Llanero.
And I'll give you an example, too. Last night we went with Chris Moyer over at the East Cape Smokehouse, the Smokies. I had a beautiful plate of fresh tuna sashimi, a seared sashimi. It was $15 for this giant plate of sashimi.
Yeah, and I was referring to Cabo San Lucas, not the
East Cape. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The East Cape is a bargain, one of the last bargains left
in
travel.
And the truth is, the ambiance that brought everybody to Cabo in the first place is what we have. They're losing it over there.
Yeah.
We still have the original. What everybody came down for originally, we really have it.
Yeah,
right?
Well, somebody wants to come to Rancho Llanero and experience that old-world Baja hospitality. Well, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLlanero.com.
All right. We'll be home back in the studio next Saturday and Sunday. You'll be calling us live. You're lucky, guys.
Yeah,
you'll
be here.
Exactly. And next Saturday, Mike Wynn and Mark Lamson from Turner's Outdoors will be joining Rick and I back in the Mighty 1090 studios next Saturday. And next Sunday, Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks will be talking kayaks in the studio next weekend. Thanks again for listening today. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday right back here on the Mighty 1090.